Right, we're up to Simon Kuf Dalet, towards the end, page 266, top line. We'll be learning the end of the Simon as well as Simon Kuf Hey, as well as Kuf Vav as much as possible. We'll be learning following Shailas and Meitz Hashem, amongst other Shailas. We'll be discussed what's the halacha if somebody is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he's got long Shemoneh Esrei, he's davening longer than the shul, and he's still davening Shemoneh Esrei whilst the shul is saying Kaddish, or Kedusha, or Boch. What should he do? Shall he respond to Kaddish, or shall he keep going? That's one shaleh we'll be discussing tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll also be discussing what happens if he's davening that long that they're up to lining already. And what should he do? He wants to listen to lining. We're talking about Monday, Thursday lining. He wants to listen to the lining, but he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. What should he do? Should he listen to the lining, or should he carry on davening? We'll also be discussing with Hashem generally the halachas of women's obligation of Shemoneh Esrei. We'll be discussing that with Hashem and other halachas as well in Hashem. So let us start with top of page 266, which is going to tell us the following: Eino poisek, a person does not interrupt loy lekadosh veloy lekdusha. You don't interrupt Shemoneh Esrei. Not for Kaddish and Kedush. Interrupting here means don't speak out. Don't interrupt speaking. Don't talk. Not for Kaddish and not for Kedusha. While still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Ela only. Yishtoik. You should be silent. Ve'yechavein. Meaning silent. Meaning don't continue Shemoneh Esrei. Just stop davening for a moment. Ve'yechavein. You should have kavon lemar sho'im ha'shliach tzibur. Ve'yehei ke'oine. There's a Kaddish here. That you just be quiet and you just listen to what the Chazni is saying and that will be alright. Silently listen to what the Chazni is saying and that is considered you ka'oine. You'll be like a person responding, answering. Pardon? Right, so this is the halach over here, which is obviously a chiddush, because normally, of course, under normal circumstances, if there is Kaddish and you're not responding to some extent or to really, you're not Yoitza, this Kaddish. Same will apply to Kedusha. Same will apply to Bochu. If you don't answer, you're not really Yoitza. There is an obligation to join in and to respond and to answer. Here, however, we're learning that because you're in a situation that you just can't answer, that's good enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chavav. So you're allowed to say Omen Shmei Rabo, you're allowed to say Bochu, while it's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, just be quiet, listen to it, don't say anything. When the Chazan reaches the word Yisporach, you continue Shemoneh Esrei, you keep going. You're obligation of Kaddish and Kedusha, whom you call Mokim, Loichoshim, Hefzik, and it's not considered Hefzik. So really, that's interesting. You know, you're dancing on both chastis, really. Because on the one hand, you are considered that you're Yoitza, your obligation, and you have said Omin Yishmei Rabbe. On the other hand, you've not interrupted. You have not talked in Midav Shemoneh Esrei. Sounds like a strange, yeah, it makes no sense, really, in a way. Because on one hand, did you say Omin Yishmei Rabbe, yes or no? Did you say it or not? So physically you didn't say it, but is it considered as if you said it? Yeah. If it is considered as if you said it, so why is it not considered interruption? So, but the answer is, yes, it's considered you have said it as far as your obligation is concerned, but as far as the hefsek is concerned, it's not considered hefsek because you didn't talk. Right, now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Katan Chav Tes, I'm going straight to the Ramah. Let's complete the Ramah over here in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, Oymid Betfila, if a person is still davening Shemoneh Esrei, v'koru l'sefer Torah, and he's being called up to the sefer Torah, ain't no poisek, you don't interrupt. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, if a person is called, the Ramah, he says, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you're being called up, ain't no poisek, you don't interrupt. However, is this always the case? Called up for Kohen, you sing Kohen? No, Kohen, same halacha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says the following in the first wide line. Ve'im korov le'sefer Torah oimet achat tefillah shmoneh eseh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if he is after the shmoneh eseh, afilu lo yizchel adayin le'kayin etzoyer. He didn't start yet the last paragraph for le'kayin etzoyer, but it's amvach samoy b'sholoim. He said the word sholoim, and now he has not started le'kayin etzoyer yet. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, poisig ve'oyle. Yes! Go up! Go up for your aliyah. Achizoy Eloima Yirotzen Koidem. But you should try to say Yirotzen beforehand. So, if a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Eseh and he's being called up, if you're up to here, as long as you're up to, if you're up to here, you should ignore it. You're called up, ignore it. The Gabbai didn't realize you're still davening Shemoneh Eseh, ignore it. As long as you're here. If you are up to here, you've said, as Amar Yisrael Basholoim, you've said those words. And now you're being called up. Then the halacha is, try to quickly say, as much as you can, just quickly try to catch it a little bit, and then go. So quickly try to say as much as possible, and then go. But you should, really, that in essence, you should actually go and be, and interrupt the Shemoneh Eseh. Yes, you have not stepped back. You have not stepped back. Yes, you are, as it were, still in the Tachtunim Shach Shemoneh Eseh. But nevertheless, you're called up, you should go.
And when you finish, what, you just finish the paragraph?
Correct.
You go back and then...
Correct. Yeah, and you'll continue, yeah.
If you're the only
Kohen
in the room, does it change?
If you're the only Kohen in the room, that's an interesting Shaila. No, I don't think it will make a difference. I don't think it will make a difference.
Yeah, could call somebody else
up? Yeah, I think that they'll be stuck, but as far as you're concerned, it doesn't allow you to interrupt Shemoneh Eseh. If you're the only Kohen in the room, then he probably won't make a difference. No, he probably won't make a difference. But an interesting Shaila Rabbosai. I wonder what you think about this. Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about it. But imagine you've got a really long Shemoneh Eseh, and they're up to lining already. Now, you know, there's an obligation on Monday and Thursday, Sheni Chamishi, there's an obligation to listen to Kiryas HaTorah. It's a takana, it's an ancient takana that we have to listen every Monday and Thursday and Mincha on Shabbos, obviously. Special takana to listen to. It's a different takana than Shabbos lining, obviously. It's of a different generation and of a different takana, of a different meaning. But Mondays and Thursdays, there is a takana of listening to lining. Now, what happens if a person is up to Shemoneh Eseh, still is davening very long, or the minion is a very quick minion, and they're already up to lining, and you're still davening Shemoneh Eseh, and you're still in the middle of Shemoneh Eseh, and you still want to daven? What are you meant to do? A, option number A, is to stop and listen to the lining. It's only a few psukim, it doesn't take that long. You listen, you concentrate on the lining. B, you keep going, you keep davening. You ignore the lining. Keep davening. Stop and listen. Is that for Yisraelim as well or just Kohenim? Is that for Kohenim and Yisraelim alike? Interesting. What do you, Taina? What would you say?
Stop the actual lining.
You should listen to the lining. Keep davening. So although it is interesting, the Chaznish is reported, it's not written in his Sefer, but Chaznish apparently is reported having said, Abraham Kanevsky also says that, or his nephew, he says that one should stop and listen to lining. Apparently, that's what the Chaznish held. Apparently so. However, many of the contemporary poets, including Avosna, this is definitely not b'shumpani v'oifen, it's considered an interruption in the middle of Shemoneh Eseh, and wherever you may be up to in Shemoneh Eseh, you just keep davening, and I think that's generally the minhag. I think that's what most people do. They will continue davening and they'll miss the laning.
Is the obligation on the individual to hear the laning or the
kehillah? Very good question. Very good question. Very good question. As to whether the obligation is on the tzibur or on the yochid, he may have to do with it. He may have to do with it, but he may not. Because even if you, how would you say? Even if you say that it's the tefillah, even if it's an obligation on, if it's an obligation on the tzibur, then there is not much. You wouldn't have to. But even if it's an obligation, but if it's an obligation on the yochad, you'll hear.
There's only 10 people in the room. If it's an obligation on the tzibur,
More tzad, correct. Nice. Yeah, lemaisa, loch lemaisa. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, good. Pardon, Havdalah. Interesting, yeah, that's brought down as well. Havdalah, what would be that? And he can't hear any other Havdalahs. Yeah. Ashayla as well. Well, what's the scenario exactly?
One Havdalah in town.
Yeah, what would be that locha then? Yeah. Lemaisa, he's saying Havdalah in Shemana Esa anyway. So as far as he's concerned, he'll probably, he'll be Yoitzes, Ikechiv Havdalah. Yeah. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Seif Ches. Acha Shesiem Shemana Esa. After a person has finished Shemana Esa, Brachos, the 18 Brachos, in other words, Shemana Esa, Koidim Eloikai Netzo, Yochel Anus Kedusha V'Kadosh Uvorchu. If a person has finished the actual Shemana Esa, and he hasn't actually finished and he can't answer, he'll be able to answer Kadosh Kedusha Vorchu. So if a person is up to here, same place that we showed earlier, if a person is afterwards Bashalom, and now there is Kadosh Kedusha Vorchu, so we learned until here, a person does not, he just stops and listens. What happens if a person is said on Moshe Bashalom, is in the middle, he's just said the word Bashalom. And now this Kaddish, Kedusha, or Bochu. What shall he do now? Question clear? Yeah, he said to Moshe Bashalom, he's still davening. He's not mamash finished. But is Kaddish, Kedusha, Bochu. What shall he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Achashim Shmoneh Esra, Bochus Kodim Lekayne Tzoy, Yochoil Lanois Kedusha, Kaddish, Ubochu. Yes, you should say Kedusha. You should answer Kedusha. Yes, you should answer Kaddish. Yes, you should answer Bochu. At this point, after Basholim, you should actually answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Bochu. However, the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed, Haynu sha'omar gam yiyu lo tzoyim kodim lekayin tzoyim. Tim lo yikin osu lehafsik moshe kosa besimin kufchov beis. Velezeh roma azarimo p'moshe kosa ein simin kufchov beis. The Mishneh Berurah, sorry, I just put it back. The Mishneh Berurah adds that it's not so poshut. If it just said the word bashaloim, he still may not be able to answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. It must be that he said Yilu Otzeinu Epi. He must have said this. Because only then, actually, he'll be able to respond to Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. So the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, after saying the word Bashalom, you can answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. The Mishneh Berurah says, no, hold on a sec, you still have to say this as well, otherwise you can't answer. That's Halach Lamaisa, the Mishneh Berurah Paskins. Yeah. Ksim Kufei, Dinam Ispal Shtei Tfilis. The Halach of somebody davening two Shmoneh Esra, says the Mishneh Berurah, Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Aleph, Am Ispal Shtei Tfilis, Zu Achazu. Person davening two Shmoneh Esra, one immediately after the other. Tzorech Lahamtini must wait, Bein Zu Lezu, between the two Shmoneh Esra. Kedei Hiluch Ab Amos, sufficient time to walk Ab Amos. How much is that to walk for Amos? How much will it take? How long does it take? Couple of seconds? Yeah? 2, 3, 4 seconds? Yeah? You need to wait between the two Shmoneh Esras, enough time to walk for Amos. Kedei, in order to die to you Sheves, your mind should be settled, leispalel to daven b'loshon tchina, in an approach of tchina, of begging the Ribono Shel'Olam. If you just go run from one Shmoneh Esra to the other, you won't have the right approach. You go straight into the next Shmoneh Esra, that's no good. Very good. We'll see what his scenario is, 1 second. But you can't just daven one Shmoneh Esra right into the next Shmoneh Esra. That doesn't work. You have to wait a few seconds in between. Which case are we talking? What scenario are we talking about? How can I be a person davening two Shmoneh Esra, one after the other? What are we talking about? You forget. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot Aleph. Kugoyin Shachiz and Musaf. For instance, somebody who's davening Shachiz and Musaf and say, there's no minion. Or he is in a place, there is no minion. Yeah, so he's davening Shachiz, and straight away, subsequently, he's davening Musaf. So he's going to have davening Shachiz. Make sure to have, between Shachiz and Musaf, a few seconds. Oy, alternatively, Shishachach, v'lo yispalel, v'tzorich la'ashlimo. He made a mistake in Shmoneh Esra, and he just realized, oh no, I forgot my Yalev Yovoy. So now he needs to go for Shmoneh Esra again. So if that's the case, then just make sure to have a few seconds in between. Bizman, now the Mishnah is going to say that, he's going to say in a minute that anyway, once we say Ashe, you anyway, the meaning is always to have an Ashe before Shmoneh Esra. and therefore you are safe anyway, because the Asher will give you a few seconds. Even in the fastest of Minyanim, it's going to take you more than four... He's going to give you more than 4 seconds, and therefore you are safe if you say Asher in between. That's what the halacha is. You should say Asher in between. Right. Okay. Correct. Yeah. If it's Tashlumi, you're right. But you should still wait a few seconds. Right. You're right. 100%. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. You're right. No, I'm saying if it's for instance between Shachris and Musaf. Yeah. Okay. Continues the. I just want a little side point. Interesting. What does that mean? The daitun yushevus this balav loshon tchina. You're davening a tchina kind of approach. What does that mean? Well, you just daven shmona eser. Now you can't just run into the next shmona eser because of lacking. It's lacking in tchina, lacking in asking tchina mercy, Hashem. It's very interesting. It's lacking up because you have to have a few seconds in between that your mind should settle. Isn't that interesting? That's right. The Shmoneh Esser factor. That's a good term. Yeah, you need to settle that. Calm down for a few seconds.
The opposite. You've just been in a matter of Shmoneh. So he's there.
Right. That's interesting. So what's the answer, Taka? What's the answer? Why do you understand that you can't run it from one Shmoneh Esser to the next? How do you tie it? How do you explain that?
Two separate.
Yeah, maybe two separate. Maybe, I don't know. It's you need a new schatzes for every Shmoneh Esser. What are you, Taina? Something like that. No, it's interesting. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Vav. Okay, that's very, very, very important, Siman, Rabbi Yisai. This is Siman that is going to tell us all about the Yesoides of Tefillah. The Yesoides of Tefillah Shmoneh Esser. If it's the Reise, the Rabban, Rabbi Yisai. We'll be talking about women, we'll be talking about children. That's all in this Siman Kuvav. Mi em apturim etfele, who is exempt from tfele, says Shulchan Aruch. Kol apturim nikiya shema. Anybody who is exempt from kiya shema, pturim etfele, exempt from tfele. V'chol shechai v'kiya shema, who anywhere is obligated in kiya shema, chai v'tfele, is obligated in Shmoneh Esser. Chutz, excluding, me'amal v'nez hameis, people who are melaved the meis, who accompany the nifta, shein lemita tzerich bohen, those who the mita, the oroin, does not require them. He can be carried without those people. So she'af al pishim chayov mikiyah shema, they are obligated in kiyah shema, pturim et tefillah, they're still exempt from tefillah. We are lenient with regards to tefillah for those specific people, because it's tefillah ultimately, says Mishneh Berurah, is medrabanan, so a little bit more lenient. Now comes the so distinct words of here. Ve'noshim and women. Ve'avodim and slaves. Not to be confused. Ve'noshim ve'avodim. Sha'af al pi shepturim mikiyah shema. Although they are exempt from kiyah shema, chayovim betfilah, they're obligated in tefillah. Noshim and avodim are obligated in tefillah, and they're exempt from shema. We've spoken about shema extensively in previous shiurim, but here we're learning that with regards to Shmoneh Esser, women are obligated in tefillah. Why? Mipnei, since shemitzvah zeh shelo yazman gomer, it is not time bound. Therefore, it is not time bound. We know that women are exempt from time bound mitzvahs. Tefillah is not time bound. We'll see soon. Not time bound. Therefore, women are obligated. Ktanim, with regards to children, she'igia lechinuch, we've reached chinuch age. Chayovim, we are obligated lechanchom to b'mechanech them. Okay, so says the Mishneh Berurah over here in Seif Katan, Aleph, Mikiya Shema, so we learned that women are, this is the initially. So who are we talking about? Who is initially called Apturim Mekiya Shema, Apturim Mitfila? The rule that whoever is exempt from Shema is exempt from Shema. Who is he talking about? Exemptions. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Mekiya Shema, Mepnishim Sukim B'mitzvah. People who are busy doing mitzvahs, for instance. Oysik B'mitzvah, Bottom B'mitzvah. Oyshetudim Tirdas Mitzvah. Kemavua Simen Ein Kuf, Simen Ein Siv Gimel. For instance, people who are busy being Oysik B'mitzvah, or yeah, so those people, they'll be exempt from Shema and as well, Shmoneh Esser. Okay, now, yeah. Okay, now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkot and Dalet the following. Women are exempt Shmoneh Esrei, obligated Shema. Why is that? So Shulchan Aruch says, because it's not a time-bound mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkot and Dalet, she mitzvah say, Kol zeh ledaas HaRambam. All this is the opinion of the Rambam. Sherak zmanei hatfilah medivrei soifim. The times of the various tefillahs are rabbinical. Avol ikka mitzvah tefillah, but the actual essential obligation to daven hi min haTorah is a Torah obligation. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, ula avdoi b'chol levavchem. The pasuk says, ula avdoi, you should serve him b'chol levavchem with all your heart. Heizo avoido she believe. What is considered avoida? What is avoida? Which avoida is heart? Comes from the heart. Have oim is a tefillah, must be this tefillah. So there is, according to the Rambam, there is an essential underlying obligation to daven to Hashem. It's from the Torah. It's the Torah says you have to daven. What's with the Rabbanon? The times. Now the times is not, the Torah doesn't say when you should daven Shema, when you should daven Shema Nesha. It doesn't tell you when. The fact that a person must daven is the Reise. When? Which tefillah? What time of day? That's Omid Rabbanon. So that will not, well it doesn't, it's less even than Asmachta, because first of all you don't see the actual, it's not the obligation, it's not the source of the obligation. There was no, it's not, you don't have exact times. Either way, you don't have exact times. It won't give you exactly, it won't reveal you exactly what time it's going to have to be. Exactly, it won't tell you. Yeah, and anyway, it's more the concept there. We don't actually see the obligation from there. The obligation is not from there.
Yeah. Kabbalah?
Pardon?
Is it for the Kabbalah? The time?
Yes. Okay, that will only be with Rabbanon. So it's interesting, because the obligation of davening to Ash, davening, according to the Rambam, it's very interesting. Hula avdoi b'chol levavchem is a pasuk in the Torah, and even before, as you're pointing out, even once the Beis Hamikdash was standing, and Yidden brought Kabbalah, there was still, according to the Rambam, an obligation to daven. Now, how you davened, what you davened, was flexible. Flexi tefillah. Have you seen that? Flexi tefillah? Sounds like a, you know, you could daven, but you have to daven to Hashem. You have to daven to Hashem. Yeah. Shema is different. Shema is different. What are you asking as to whether Shema has times? Yeah, the pasuk says. B'shoch b'chof kumecha.
Do you know if with regard to the times that could be applied to whether something is a mitzvah is actually Shema Grama or not? But if the times are a deraisa, then
good. Very good. So according
to the times are a rabbanon, it wouldn't be
there. Very good. So you're right. So here we have, according to the Mishnah Berurah, so understanding in the Rambam, so davening is not a time bound mitzvah. Mederaisa. The rabbanon, it is. Mederaisa, it's not. So according to the Rambam, what comes out, that are women obligated or exempt from tefillah? Obligated. Why? It's not time bound. So women are obligated in tefillah with their eyes.
Can you apply that across the board to other mitzvahs that are time bound or only time bound or above?
Very good, Shaila. That's Mamash Prima Godim talks about that. She's saying that we have got an interesting case over here, that you have something which the Torah level is not time bound, but with the Rabbanon it is time bound. So how does that work? So that's really interesting. So this may or may not work in other mitzvahs. It's true. Yeah. Tefillin, yeah. Yeah, potentially, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct. That's right. So you're 100% right. So according to that, according to the Rambam, according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding in the Rambam, so what happens is that there's an obligation to daven. What do you need to daven? Doesn't matter really. You need to daven. Every yid needs to daven every day with the reise. Why you daven? It's up to you. So what the poskim, but what is a tefillah? How do you define a tefillah? If it says ula avdu b'chol levavchem, how do you define a tefillah? What does it need to contain? How do you define a tefillah? What is a tefillah? Very good. So very good. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and it's based on the Rambam, that when he needs to contain a Shvach and a Hoidah and a Bakosha. Shvach, Bakosha, and Hoidah. Shvach, a praise, a Bakosha, you ask Hashem for something, and Hoidah, and you thank Hashem. Yeah, it's very similar. It's very similar. It's very similar. That's right, yeah. So you praise and you thank. Yeah, I suppose. No, we're actually praising is to praise the greatness of Hashem, and when he's thanking Hashem. Slightly different. So, but yes, the Shlomo Zalman says that according to that, so a woman is obligated to the Raisa, but they don't have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. So the Shlomo Zalman actually questions, what about Moed Ani? Oh, Moed Ani, if you say Moed Ani, what have you got? Have you said it to Philip? Have you said Moed Ani? Have you fulfilled your obligation with the Raisa? A woman who says Moed Ani. Well, broch over food. Let's speak about that. Broch over food. Have you said a praise, a thank, and have you asked Hashem for something? So broch over food, probably not. You have not really asked Hashem for anything, not necessarily. So a broch over food may not be good, but Shlomo Zalman says if you said Moed Ani, you're fine.
Where is this a kosher?
It's hodah, but he says it's a bakosha as well. Not sure actually. Well, how did he say it? He says.
Is it contained in the request that he should return our soul?
Maybe that's how he says it. That's how he says it. I don't remember anymore. Yeah, but he says, Moed Ani, there's a bakosha included.
Please carry on returning my soul.
Probably, yeah. Maybe between. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. So, Lemaisa, but the Shmoneh Esrei is not really. So, she doesn't actually have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. But yes, every woman needs to daven a tefillah every day. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. He continues and he says, "Aval ikka mitzvah tefillah im min haTorah shenemar lo avdim b'chol mavchum." Eiz avodu shebeleiv avodu mitzvah tefillah. Elo she'ein lo nusach yudua min haTorah. There's no exact wording in the Torah. V'yochel ispal b'chol nusach sheyirtzeh v'chol eish sheyirtzeh. You can daven any nusach that you want, any time that you want. Hu mish ispal pam achas b'yom v'layla. If you daven once. By day or by night, you fulfill your obligation to the Reise. You've davened something, and that's fine enough. Could be in English as well. Any. Very good, Shaila. So that's a machloek as a poskim. If you don't by night, will that work for the previous day, or only for the next day? Yeah, so there's no consensus on that. Bisvore, probably Laila Hoylech. So we don't say Laila Cholech Rayoim, it's probably for the next day. So you probably can't catch up anymore for the missed day. Although there is an argument to say, and some poets can say that it's comparable to Kabbonis, and by Kabbonis we do find that there is still a concept of night going after the day, but Pashtus, for regards to Tefillah, you can't daven anymore for the previous day. Right. Okay, so there's more to follow about this. He's going to bring soon the Morgan Avom. We'll be discussing this in Mitzvah Shem. It's a very, very important Morgan Avom. We'll be discussing that in Mitzvah Shem still, but we leave it for tonight. We leave it here. Let me just recap what we covered. We learned that a person in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he does not stop, he does not interrupt talking and say and reply and respond to the Kaddish Kedusha of Baruch Hu. Rather, he just listens quietly, and thereby he'll fulfill his obligation of Kaddish Kedusha Vohu. This will be the case if he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. However, once he said it's Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, according to Shulchan Aruch, or according to the Ramon Mishnah Berurah, if he said V'Yirotzoin, then the halacha is he should actually answer Kaddish Kedusha Vohu after he said that, even if he hasn't stepped back and hasn't actually finished completely the Tachlunim after Shmoneh Esrei. With regards to called up for an aliyah, for laning, and he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he does not go up. However, again, if he's up to that place in after Esamoy Basholoim or V'Yirotzoin, then the halacha is he should go up for being called up for in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. We learned in Siman Kufay that somebody davens to Shmoneh Esrei, such as he forgot and he repeats Shmoneh Esrei Tashlumin, or he davens Shachris and Musaf. He has to have in between a few seconds to wind himself down or wind himself up. He needs a few seconds in between, and he can't just go from one Shmoneh Esrei to the next. We learned that nowadays it's anyway most times covered through Ashrei. We then started with Siman Kufav, which tells us we are potter from Tefillah. Generally speaking, whoever is potter from Shema, he's potter from Shmoyne Eser, that includes people Oisik B'mitzvah, etc. With regards to Noshim, Noshim are obligated in Shema. But with regards to Tefillah, thank you very much. But Tefillah, since it is, according to the Rambam, a mitzvah zeh, which is not time-bound, the halacha is that they are actually obligated to daven. However, they don't necessarily have to daven Shmoneh Esah, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's any Tefillah at any time, the Zmanim, and the Nusach is only with the Rabbonon, and it's not with the Reise, and that they're not included. Therefore, if they say any Tefillah, they'll be obligated, and it could be both by day and by night. We'll continue more to follow on that, Mishnah tomorrow.